Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want to talk to you about the power of the God of whom we serve. In the book of Genesis chapter 18, we see a prophetic message given to Abraham and his wife Sarah. The prophecy is that they will bear children in their old age. However, upon hearing this prophecy, Sarah laughs within herself and she says, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" And in verse 14, it goes on to say, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" There is no doubt that we are living in a time of uncertainty. But can I tell you that the Lord is still on the throne? In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." I am convinced that people, especially Christians, do not believe that God has all authority over every circumstance that we face. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, after Jesus' death and resurrection, he now appears to the disciples. And the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.'" The question is anything too hard for the Lord? Absolutely not. If we believe the Bible, and the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the Bible is nothing but a book of signs, wonders, and miracles, then we should be able to expect that the same signs, wonders, and miracles can happen in our lives today. Very quickly, let's look at some of the many signs, wonders, and miracles that have taken place throughout Scripture. In the book of Luke chapter 1, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is just told that she's going to supernaturally conceive a child through the Holy Spirit. And in verse 34, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Verse 37, "For with God nothing will be impossible." We serve a God who defies impossibilities. Again the question, is anything too hard for the Lord? I believe that a lot of us think that God can perform miracles, but just not in our own lives. That is where the problem lies. I believe our faith is in serious jeopardy. In the book of James chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind." Verse 7, "For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." What is James saying here? That if you don't ask in faith, then don't suppose that you will receive anything from the Lord. "Well, I don't believe in signs and wonders and miracles," you might say. Well, then don't believe the Bible, because the Bible is a huge book of signs, wonders, and miracles. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." What do we do if we lack faith? We ask the Lord to help us. In the book of Mark, chapter 9, we see a father petitioning to Jesus to heal his son. In verse 23, the Bible says, "Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.' Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.'" Let's say a very important prayer together. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, please help my unbelief. Please help me believe that you have all authority and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help me to believe that signs, wonders, and miracles are for today because you never change. I desire to receive your miracles and the outpouring and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, according to Acts 4:30, I desire to stretch out my hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Release your Holy Spirit through me. Release the kingdom of God within me. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.